universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. One of the favorite things I love to do is work with wood. I love to do carpentry work. And you may remember this from other podcasts that I've mentioned. And I have a Braille ruler that I use to do the measurements. It's a 1 foot long with every eighth inch marked with a little line. And I took a board and I was measuring with my ruler and set it up on the saw to cut. I measured, cut, and I measured it to see if I was correct. And I was off. Like, huh, what the heck? So I set that aside and I got a different board. And I measured again and I cut, and about to cut. And I thought, no, I'll measure it again. Measured it a second time. They always say, you know, measure twice, cut once. And so I did. And then I cut. And I measured again. And I was still off. And I thought, what the heck is going on? I'm usually a fantastic measurer, and I'm very exact. In fact, I'm kind of proudful of the fact that I do such a good job of that, better than many sighted people, in fact. You might kind of wonder how a blind guy can do carpentry. By the way, I lost my sight when I was 11. I had a hammer and saw in my hands before I lost my sight. My dad did it. My brother does it. My grandpa did it. It just runs in the family. And so it was natural that even though I lost my sight, I keep up with carpentry. And the more you do it, the better you get. And now it's been years and years later, and I'm quite good at it, but not last week. And I thought, what is going on? Well, that night it came to me, I think God had a bit of doing here. I was being too prideful in my carpentry skills, that I could do what so many people can't do, and I'm so good at it, and I screwed up two boards. Messed it up big time. Well, I humbly said, Lord, I'm sorry, please forgive me. You gave me this gift, and I should use it correctly. I love carpentry because it gives me satisfaction to build something. And it also gives me purpose, because I can do something and it saves money. But more than that, it just has satisfaction. But last week, the pride got in the way, and God thought, oh, well, let's fix that. Took it away for that moment. Well, have you ever had that experience? Where something you know you do, and you do it well, and you enjoy doing it, get great satisfaction and purpose in life from it, but you take too much pride in it, and all of a sudden, it's just all of a sudden gone. Whether it be, well, I remember one other time I had an injury on my right shoulder, and I couldn't lift a hammer. And so, again, it was taken away from me. Maybe you've had that too, where whether it be music or whatever it be, all of a sudden you can't. Well, do you realize right now in the year 2020, in 3 short months, God, just as with the plagues of Egypt, God has taken away most everything that people in this country worship? God said, you worship athletes, I'll shut down the stadiums. You worship musicians, I'll shut down civic centers. You worship actors, I'll shut down theaters. You worship money, I'll shut down the economy and collapse the stock market. God does this sometimes, takes things away to show us that he's God, not us. He's the one who gives the skills and the abilities to us, as well as the money that we earn. James chapter 1, verse 17, he says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. It's God. All we have is from God. When we think it's from us and our great deeds and actions, that's when pride's there, and there'll be a time where these are gone. Whether it's like me last week where God just said, Dave, taking it away for right now. Or if not then, later in our life, at death. You see, God wants us to acknowledge Him as the giver of gifts, not us as the one who manages it and that we are good. And He can give and He can take away. I know that some of you have skills and it's not used much or well, and you wish you could even more. Some of you don't have skills and wonder what they are. Well, you know, there is a part two to all of this. It's not just purpose in living and satisfaction in living. But there's still one more element to what makes life good. I'll speak about that next time. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for life, and that life is good, and that you make it good, and that you give us gifts. Our eyes, our ears, our minds, our hands, our bodies, our souls, and all our talents, but also that you take them away to humble us. Lord, please do humble us, and may we turn to you always to see that you are the giver of these and give you the praise and honor for it. May we use these things for your honor and good. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Please write me. I would love to hear from you, especially if you had that same situation where all of a sudden God took something away and learned why. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Or you can just respond to me via the email if you receive the email notice. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.